Hi, we've got Lindsay in the studio from Platform One. You're in quite a giggly mood, aren't you?
A little bit.
Are you a little bit nervous about this interview?
Oh, Digby, it's just you. It makes me nervous.
Ooh, so tell us a bit about Platform One.
Okay,
Platform... How good is it going to be?
Oh, amazing. Well, I don't like to do anything that's rubbish, so it better be good. Or else I'll be disappointed with myself.
What's going to be so good about it? Like, who have you got on?
Well, we've got some excellent promoters involved with us, and they're just bringing a wealth of knowledge, experience, and excellent taste with them for the DJs. So we've got Opening Weekend.
Opening Nights, DJ Die, innit?
Yeah, we've got Clear Skies presenting Bristol's drum and bass for us, and we'll see how that goes.
Yep. Friday nights.
Friday night, we've got Express 2, hosted by NRK.
They wanted six decks, didn't they? But there's only two in the old
platform. They actually wanted six decks and six CDJs, so just 12 pieces
of equipment. Just 12, do you know what I mean?
12.
What exactly were they planning to do with 12 decks?
Oh, I don't know. Who knows what they'd have done on those decks. But I think they were going to play as good music on it. But we've got them down to, I think, about eight pieces of equipment. So I think it's... three decks and five CDJs.
Should do.
That should do.
The old Scene Boys have got Morris Fulton coming down.
Yep, they do indeed, so it should be really good.
And Residents on Saturday.
Well, you've got Christoph, one of my Fruity Antics residents. Joe 90.
Who played at Fruity. He was amazing at Fruity Antics.
Yeah, he was excellent, wasn't he?
Brilliant.
Really good.
See, if he had a record out, it'd be massive.
Yeah. Well, maybe he'll find a time to do that.
Well, yeah, he's a bit busy boy, isn't he?
He is a busy boy. Dave Harvey, which I think he's got about 10 alias names that he does. I've also got Craig Torrance from London, Laura Jones, Kid Bongo, Benny Blanco.
Benny Blanco from the Bronx.
Yeah.
Christoph's actually helped you also decorate the club, hasn't he? Design it, because you've been grafting every night, painting that place.
Yeah. Chris has been instrumental in helping with the design, everything. He's on board.
Graphic designer, isn't he?
Yeah.
And you do a bit of art as well.
Well, I've done a bit of painting.
Right, yeah, but not like emulsion, is it? Oh, what's the old theme behind it?
The whole club's based on New York. And the underground, and being that we're right next to the train station, hence why we called ourselves Platform One and took that kind of look. So we were looking for other stuff that was quite underground and New York, and I wanted graffiti in the club as well, because I love it. And Keith Haring, well, since he was one of the people in New York that started it all, we thought it's only fitting.
Have you been to New York?
Yeah.
When did you go?
I've been a few times, actually.
Ew.
Yeah, I do quite like to travel.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got, like, your fingers in a few pies, haven't you, here in Bristol?
Lots of pies.
What sort of pies have you got your fingers in?
Oh, gosh, that'd be telling. I can't tell you them all, kind of.
What's, like, the pitfalls, like, the hardest bit about promoting?
Probably working the night when everybody else around you's pissed, having a good time, and you're having to deal with everybody coming in, deal with the door, deal with all the stresses. That's probably the only pitfall. But
dealing with the door, dealing with me turning up going, all right, Lindsay, hi, the BBC club guy, don't you know, can I come in for free? Not that it makes any difference because your nights are always packed, but you've always got me in for free anyway, which is very kind of you, isn't it?
Well, you know.
What's the kindest thing you've ever done?
Oh, God.
That was pretty kind, though.
I'm quite a kind person, even though a lot of people think I'm quite harsh because I'm so direct. But I don't know. Well, last weekend I bought a couple of people birthday cakes and some balloons and champagne and stuff like that. So I don't know.
For their birthday?
For their birthdays, yeah.
Okay. Because it'd be quite kind if you bought them cakes and it wasn't even their birthday.
Well, I know, but that might be a bit much. Getting them in free, cakes, you know.
How much money do you reckon you've saved me since I've been in Bristol?
I don't know.
And do you want any of it back?
Oh, well, I'm sure you can take me out for a drink.
So we've got the BBC cafe over there.
Got a bar in there, haven't we?
35p for a cup of tea, which I promised you and I didn't get you.
Exactly. I know, I'm tealess, Digby. It's not on.
I'm not a very good host, am I?
Well, just see if I come back, that's it.
Yeah, we might not want you back, love, eh?
Well,
after
we'll
this.
See.
Right, Platform One, just to finish off, tell us about the girls that you're going to get promoting the nights in. We were talking about flyers.
Oh, the girls.
Because we're going to be seeing these people around Bristol,
yeah,
you're
going to see my angels around Bristol. Well, it's not just girls.
When you say angels, explain that, because it's tying in with the subway thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it does. Well, we took, obviously, the New York subway kind of concept, and part of that is the guardian angels that work the subway. So we kind of adapted that and made our own angels. So we've got the platform angels that will be out in the streets letting you know what's going on. And that'll be two girls and one guy, because we just couldn't have all girls.
No.
Because I'd get jealous.
It's sexist.
Yeah. We need a guy, you know.
Yeah.
So we've got...
To fertilise the girls.
Yeah. Keep these on, you know. Keep them on our toes. So we've got Flick and Mel, which are two girls, which are lush. And we've also got Sam, who's tall and handsome.
Brilliant. Right, well... Definitely. So you're gonna get me in free. Platform one.
You're always blagging me something, aren't you? Well, I don't know. We'll see how my cup of tea comes.
Okay. Well, we shall see lunch about that. Yeah. Okay then. Right, Liz. Cheers for coming on the show.
Thanks, Digby. Bye.
Bye. You happy with that?
Yeah.
And if you're not happy with it, we'll just do it again.